On patrol longboat key police reports, week of July 3, 2026, June 26, found property, 11:33 a.m. Officer Zunes responded to the police lobby for a vacationer who wanted to turn in an Apple wristwatch he found on the beach near his condominium this morning. He advised he had been walking on the beach during sunrise this morning, at the 5400 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive, when he looked down and saw the watch in the sand. The watch is charged and appears to be in excellent working and cosmetic condition, though it is password protected and cannot be accessed. The watch has been placed into a locker. June 27th, found property, 4 p.m. Officer Maple was dispatched to Halyard Lane in Sarasota for a report of a found boat the complainant did not want to meet. Upon his arrival, Officer Maple located the 15-foot white vessel, tied with one line from the bow to the seawall, behind a home under construction. One of the sponsons was partially deflated, and the boat had 3 to 4 inches of water on deck. Officer Maple boarded the vessel and located the registration in the glove compartment. The boat was shown as being registered to someone from Ocala. However, a local search showed the homeowner lived at Halyard Lane, and Officer Maple attempted to locate the owner. With no one being home, Officer Maple completed a more thorough internet search through public information and was able to get the cell phone number and contact the owner. The owner stated they had just left this morning and the boat must have gotten free from its slip. The owner stated she would make arrangements to move the boat back to her property right away and thanked Officer Maple for his efforts. Case clear. June 28th, vehicle, 9:29 a.m. Officer Maple, while on patrol in the 5500 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive, when he observed a blue Toyota Avalon parked perpendicular to the handicapped parking space with both occupants and two bystanders standing alongside the vehicle. Upon his arrival, Officer Maple spoke to the driver, who stated she had backed out of the handicapped parking and the underside of her car caught the concrete parking stop and tear the plastic underside of her front valance, and she was unable to drive the vehicle. Damaged plastic was secured, and the driver and her husband departed the area without incident. Case clear. June 29th, vehicle, 10:29 a.m. Officer Miano, while on patrol, received a tag alert for a silver Ford sedan traveling southbound in the area of Gulf of Mexico Drive near North Shore Road. A vehicle inquiry was conducted through law enforcement databases and showed the driving privileges were suspended. Officer Miano located the vehicle in the 5600 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive and conducted a traffic stop. Upon contact with the male driver, he confirmed there was no emergency and knew his Florida driver's license was suspended and he currently possesses a Florida ID only. Based on the investigation, the driver was issued a non-custodial arrest for violation of driving, while license suspended, canceled, or revoked with knowledge. The driver was released from the scene on a non-custodial arrest. Case clear. June 30th, noise, 9:11 p.m. Officer Troyer was dispatched to Cedar Street regarding a noise complaint. Officer Troyer made phone contact with the complainant, who said there was a group of juveniles being loud at the pool, which prevented her from sleeping. Upon arrival, Officer Troyer made contact with the three juvenile male parties. The juveniles were not being loud, but admitted to yelling and such. The juveniles told Officer Troyer they lived at Companion Way, and their parents were aware of them being at the pool. Officer Troyer advised the juveniles of the noise ordinance, to which they apologized for and left the area without incident. Case clear. July 1st, alarm, 12:18 a.m. Officer Troyer was dispatched to Harbor Cove Circle regarding a burglary alarm with pool door entry. Upon arrival, Officer Troyer checked all doors and windows to the residence. All appeared secure, and no signs of forced entry were observed. Officer Troyer contacted the homeowner and advised them of the incident. Case clear. July 2nd, vehicle, 11:58 a.m., Officer Martinson, while on patrol at the intersection of Gulf of Mexico Drive and Bay Isles Parkway, when he observed a blue Chevy Equinox traveling northbound on Gulf of Mexico Drive and failed to stop for a solid red light before making a right turn onto Bay Isles Parkway. Officer Martinson conducted a traffic stop in the parking lot of CVS located at Bay Isles Parkway. Officer Martinson made contact with the male driver, who was later identified via a photo, and Officer Martinson explained to him why he had been pulled over. The man apologized for running the red light and stated he was just tired and hungry and on his way to Publix to get lunch. When Officer Martinson asked him for his driver's license, he said he did not have one, but showed his ID card on his cell phone. The man also would later say he knew his license was suspended. Officer Martinson ran the vehicle and driver through NCIC, FCIC, and both came back clear of any wants or warrants. The man was given a criminal citation with a court date for operating a vehicle while driver's license suspended, / canceled, / revoked, and a moving citation for failure to stop at a steady red light signal before making a right turn. Case clear.